The SUNY Board of Trustees has recently appointed Dr. Bhagat Samakiya to become the SUNY Pali Interim President, replacing the embattled Dr. Elaine Kelieros. School officials are mostly mum on the appointment. Kelieros, heralded as the creator of Tech Valley in the Capital Region, resigned from his post last month amid federal corruption charges, including wire fraud, a result of U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara's investigation of the Buffalo Billion Upstate Economic Development Initiative. Kelieros also faces state corruption charges and, on September 22nd, was suspended without pay. The corruption investigation that snared Kelieros involves 9 other state officials and upstate developers, including a former top aide to Governor Cuomo. The charismatic president's departure prompted the SUNY Board of Trustees to fill the sudden void at SUNY Polytechnic Institute. They zeroed in on Dr. Bhagat Samakiya, a SUNY distinguished professor and an internationally recognized scholar in electronic systems integration and packaging. Samakiya has served as the vice president for research at SUNY Binghamton since 2010. In 2008, as director of Binghamton's Integrated Electronics Engineering Center, he took to YouTube to champion the college, which, although dated, could give insight into what kind of impact he may make at SUNY Poly.
I think of things like excellence in everything that we do. I think in terms of attracting the world's best faculty and students and retaining them. I think in terms of reaching out and partnering with our community and working with them closely. And I think in terms of outstanding research growth. None of these things can happen if everyone continues to do what they're doing, what they're comfortable doing, and not really reach out and take risks and work in new areas. So I think the excitement that you need for success requires you to do hard things, new things, and things that take a risk.
SUNY Central and SUNY Poly officials declined to comment for this story. Samakiya told the Times Union last week that his top priority will be to refocus the school on its academic mission while working to ensure that the school's research and economic development mission remains sustainable in the long term. His SUNY Poly appointment is effective December 1st. Samakiya told the newspaper he expects to keep the job for about a year, then return to Binghamton. Meantime, Kelieros, who was earning north of $1 million a year, has indicated that he would like to return to his tenured faculty position at the University at Albany. Officials have taken that request under consideration. A federal judge also granted Kelieros permission to travel to Pennsylvania for employment purposes ahead of trial. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.